Hello, my name is Christoph Kemper, founder of the Link Research Tools, and this is my Link Building and SEO podcast. And I got another special guest here that you may know from a previous episode. His name is Markus Tandler, or Media Donis, who also runs a very special conference that we're going to talk about today, the SEO Oktoberfest. Hi, Markus.
Hi, Christoph. Thanks for inviting me to your podcast again. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, I enjoyed talking to you so much that you had to come back so soon. But it's also because of the SEO Oktoberfest. And I think what I get a lot of questions about the SEO Oktoberfest because we've been the main sponsor for the barbecue for a long time. But we were also, thanks to our cooperation for so many years, be the guys that could let new people in. The tickets have always been sold out. And there was only just one ticket available via the scavenger hunt from Link Research Tools.
Yeah, indeed. You were really the only one who ever had an open ticket because, as I think the audience maybe doesn't know this, but if you want to be a part of SEO Oktoberfest, if you want to become an attendee, you have to compete in an anonymous application process because it's not about names, it's not about fancy job titles, it's not about fancy companies. It's really about you and how you enrich the SEO Oktoberfest people that are currently there. So you have to anonymously apply, answering 5 questions to get the chance to buy a ticket for 5,000 euros. So this is, it sounds crazy, but this is the way it is. And we have over 100 people on the waiting list. So, and Christoph has always been the only person who has one free ticket where it's like really no strings attached. You're not even paying something. Plus there's no wedding. So basically this is the only chance to really get a free pass into SEO Oktoberfest. And since you have been the main sponsor of the charity barbecue, thank you very much for that again. And the honor has always been yours to raffle off this one very special ticket.
So you got 100 people waiting to spend $5,000. Why?
It's well over. It's well over 100. I don't know. Like it's been accumulating through the years, right? And on a normal, it's at least 100. It should be like 140, 150. But I think it's at any point in time 100 that really want to go. Of course, I mean, we could do an event like inviting 100 more people, making 500,000 budget with it. But this would totally, I mean, you've been at this Oktoberfest numerous times. It would totally destroy the event itself because it lives from being a very small group that you're really comfortable sharing stuff. And as soon as you have like 200 people in the room, you're just not comfortable sharing again, especially if you just don't know all these people. And then SEO Oktoberfest, it's a very closed environment. So people are very, very keen on sharing their own openly. And this is what makes it so great. And by the way, talking about the tickets, this year, all tickets were sold out within just minutes. So we're talking about 40 tickets for 5,000 euros each, and they were sold out within just a couple of minutes. So this is how it is, but it's been running for 10 years. So, I mean, people know the value, and this is why people are very eager to get their hands on their tickets very fast.
Yeah, I mean, I hear that still where people say, oh my God, this guy's crazy, wants me to spend $5,000 just to hang out at the beer tent with some guys. I think some people still don't get the value of something that is not buyable. You send away 100 clients that could buy for 5,000 and you do not sell to them. And I think this closed community and the selection process is part of that value already. So,
of course.
Did you ever think about selling it for $10,000?
No, I think it's still got to be a fair price point. As you know, we don't make any money with this event, right? So it's a nonprofit event. And so this is exactly the amount we need to run this event. And, of course, I mean, we could like charging 10,000, we could throw in private jets and whatever, but I don't know. I don't think it would enrich the heart of the event, right? So this is really the optimal price point. By the way, when we started SEO Oktoberfest, 5,000 euros was basically just my frame of reference when I was visiting US conferences. Because back in the days, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, when I went to PopCon, or SES San Jose. Actually, the first time we've met, I think 10 years ago at SES San Jose, right? I would spend almost $2,000 on a ticket for SMX. I would spend $2,000 on a flight, and I would put $1,000 on a hotel, and then like food and stuff like this. I would at least spend 5,000 euros. And then I would still be at a, well, pretty normal conference when you go to the panels. It's just, well, you know, it's nice to hear some cool stuff, but it's never been those revelation, epiphany kind of moments where you're like, oh my God, this was so valuable, the conference. Because the only thing valuable, really valuable, was always the networking, right? Networking with US peeps, UK peeps, and all the peeps coming to those events back in the days. And so this was our frame of reference, me spending 5,000 euros and basically just making the most of the networking. And also, like people like Dave Naylor, Greg Boser, right, who were my stars back in the days when I went over to those US events. And the only chance was like that you, after their speech, you would go to up front and then maybe wait with 15 other people, you know, for just one question. And maybe you get them in the hall and they would be crowded, just like Matt Cutts was crowded with like 100 of Cutslets back in the days. And you could ask like one question, but there was no really good moment of socializing because it was just so big. So our frame of reference was 5,000 euro is a fair thing. You know, instead of flying to the US, you can get those people here in Germany for the same price, basically. And you have a much better chance in actually networking with them and really not just talking, but maybe even getting friends. I mean, you know the event, right? Like having those 4 days together is just a very bonding experience. And if you make the most of it, it will really be worth it. If, on the other hand, you're the guy that just looks for, you know, going to a beer tent and partying, you know, you're well or better off just going to Oktoberfest yourself, because this is not what it's about, you know?
And Exactly. Yeah, I made friends over all these years, and I wrote about this in a blog last year, and maybe the audience doesn't know that so well, but the SE Oktoberfest kicked my business off to the next level by networking and by people encouraging, coaching me to actually speak in public. The first appearance on stage I made after SEO de Janeiro, thanks to Arne.
Amsterdam. De Janeiro. How can you mention that?
Well, it was a nice experiment. Yeah. But that was also the event where all of these high-profile people looked at Link Research Tools. There was an internal tool back then and said something like, oh my God, I want to buy this. Where can you make this ready for me to use it? And of course, it wasn't ready for a large group of users, but that was the ignition. That was the starting point where I said, okay, I'm going to sell this as well. I sold the links, the link billing services and all these things. And then we started building Link Research Tools and eventually switched over to running Link Research Tools only as an exclusive product out of that agency business. But those were people that have been in the industry for at least 10 years as well. And maybe because you say this bonding experience, me as an attendee for so many years, I know all these people, the ex-Googlers, the Dave Naylor, the Joe Singwitz, the Joost de Walk, Robert Hansen, security guys. Even being in the industry for 14 years now, there is not a single opportunity. There's no shortage of money to spend on conferences. There's a shortage of time to meet all these people in one place. And all these people don't have the time either to meet up except on this event. And so this getting together of such high-profile people is the big value, not just for people paying for a ticket. I think the value is for everyone coming together in this high-profile group. And therefore, the sharing and caring and friends-making takes place so much, because I think this is a value also for the experts. And
Absolutely. I mean, like the content itself, right? I mean, like, we've been going to conferences for over 10 years, right? And we've been spending lots of money at conferences. And most of the time, a conference experience is always like, you don't really learn new stuff. Maybe it's like this one hint here, one hint there that will make it valuable for you. But you still, it's always the same thing, right? It's always the same, like advice you get, just only in a different, like in a green presentation and in a yellow presentation from a female speaker, from a male speaker, whatever, right? So it's just mostly almost like dancing around the same fire and just telling you different parts of the story, right? So, and this was something what we grew very tired of, you know, that conferences is great for networking, but well, just the stuff you learn is just very limited if you're an advanced. And even advanced conferences, you know, are not advanced at all. You know, I mean, for people who like who think they are advanced, maybe this is an advanced conference. But if you're really an advanced SEO doing this for over 20 years, right, like there is no conferences. There's no conference where you could actually do this kind of stuff.
Yeah, or go this is into it, details. Right? Mm-hmm.
And especially open sharing, you know, because most of the time, if I wouldn't, like at a normal conference speaking in front of 500,000 people, I wouldn't share like something very valuable because there's just so many people in the room and you just might up a hurting business you're doing because you just tell it, you blurt it out to so many people. In this closed environment, I feel very comfortable sharing anything. Because nobody will be just off, you know, trying to steal your lunch. You know, they will more likely see it as something. Okay, how can I do this approach with what I'm doing and stuff like this? So this is really what it's all about. And also, what you mentioned, Robert Hansen, right? I mean, big security guy, one of the best hackers in the world. And like when I listen to him, I understand 2%, maybe 1%, and just 99% is just plain cool, right? Just listening to this guy is just, holy shit, that's awesome, right? I don't understand a word, but it's awesome. And this is also something, although he's not in the SEO sphere, he will just, the approach to things, how he approaches different things, how he thinks about certain things, you know, just totally alters your mindset. And this is really what I say Oktoberfest is about, giving you different experiences, giving you different perspectives on topics that you can really see, okay, what do I want to do? Besides the networking part. And just as a clarification, so at SEO Oktoberfest, all experts basically have what we call the 15 minutes of fame. So you go up on stage and basically tell anything that you think all the other people don't know yet. And this is what it's about, the 15 minutes of fame. And at the end of SEO Oktoberfest, there's a survey monkey, and you can basically choose who do you want to see again at the next SEO Oktoberfest. So if you're not sharing very good stuff, if you're very closed and very, like just not willing to share stuff, you will not be voted to come to next SEO Oktoberfest. So it's like a self-cleansing effect in SEO Oktoberfest, and also 100% democratic, because I don't want to be the guy that says, oh yeah, you can come, you cannot come, because those are all my friends. So it's a totally democratic event, and everybody votes on everyone to really get the most optimal group.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think this is what helped, you know, develop the value of the event over all these years, so that finally we got the creme de la creme in the group. And I can confirm that, you know, I took something away on the first day, in the first 2 hours, that made me a ton of money, that improved my business on the first day, in the first 2 hours already, yeah, over all these years. And I can't keep repeating that often enough to everyone who compares this to a normal conference. And maybe the word conference is actually wrong, because it's more like
it's a gathering or a workshop. Think tank. That's what I call it.
Yeah? Yeah. A think tank. Yeah. Think tank is a good word, or workshop. You know, large companies have stuff like that as well, where 20 people gather together and just, you know, think and brainstorm. And that is something, you know, that I would also use to describe it. All right.
By the way, first of all, great story that you actually, in the first 2 hours, you learn something and it makes you a lot of money. You know, this is great. But this is actually not something that I would advocate to the people, right? This is not about coming to this event and expecting this bit of information that makes you at least the 5,000 euros to pay, right? This is not the approach you should have, right? I mean, this is great if you have something like this, but...
This is for everyone listening from the FTC. Your results may vary, and I'm a very spammy guy that overdoes everything. They call me a spammer. So whatever I do, I tried 5 times, so one of those things work and makes me a lot of money. But of course, for everyone else, the results will be different. So just to be clear on expectations.
I had the same thing. I've searched so much stuff at SEO Oktoberfest that just made me a shit ton of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Thank you very much, Markus. I think we're here at 40 minutes already at the limit in our podcast. If you have like the final closing statement for why someone should do the hustle and go through the Linkersearch Tool SEO Oktoberfest challenge for the last ticket to SEO Oktoberfest, what would that be? This one tip, this one reason.
It's really easy. This is the only chance to still get into SEO Oktoberfest. At SEO Oktoberfest X, it's only alumni people. And this one ticket goes to the only newbie person for SEOctoberfest. So this is the only chance you have to get into SEOctoberfest X. And if you are looking to put your professional SEO career on a different level, really reach a different level in your SEO career, this is something you should consider. And there's only this one chance, and you should really take it, because this
your
life.
Oh, yeah. I remember people from Google, from Facebook, from LinkedIn, from Disney. And I saw people migrate from this big company to the other big company over all these years that I met from that. Yeah, totally confirm that. Next level for the career. All right. Thank you very much, Markus. A pleasure.
Thanks, man. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
And bye to all of you out there. My name is Christoph Kemper, founder of the Link Research Tools and creator of Link Detox. I hear you in the next episode. Bye-bye. Have a great day.